Welcome to the Get Up Power Hour. Boom, 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 boom. Bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a plate of hot disco fries after you had your dessert. Welcome to the most dope show on all of radio, baby. It's so dope it should be illegal. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. You're the Get Up Army. This is 1520 WCHE, and you are listening to the Get Up Power Hour. This is the show that you want to lock in laser beam focus every single week from 1 to 2 p.m. when we're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, motivation, inspiration. Ain't no nation like donation. What? That's what I'm talking about. We drop it like it's hot. We're here to light up the darkness. We're here to pick it up, get it up. And listen, if you are trying to just take your first step out of bed, if you're trying to smash goals, to start dreaming again, or everything in between, that's how we do here on the Get Up Power Hour. We don't show up thinking about how we don't lose. We show up to win. We're on purpose. And we need that now more than ever today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you something right now. Right now. We don't live in a filter on this show. That's not how we do it. I'm sitting here in the studio. It feels so good. It feels so good. It's like eating a jar of pickles in a hot, warm sauna right in the middle of winter when you come into the WCHE studio and I slide into this leather chair and I put on these grimy headphones and I talk on this hot mic and I'm looking at Jack Attack, who's manning the boards here. I got to see the perennial millennial, Bree Ezra, who's holding down the station. Today I got to talk to station manager, D Sizzle for Rizzle. I'll tell you what, we're back. We're getting back on track. But I got to be honest. I got to be honest, man. I'm not clicking on all cylinders. It's been a rough week. This is not where we're tiptoeing through the tulips. We don't live in you know, the rose-colored glass wonderland. It's ugly out there. It's been a rough week, man. It's been a rough week. We haven't had power for days. Basement flooded. I got no hair. It's a whole thing. Right now, I have a headache. I have a headache. It feels like a plate of hot garbage. My head is pounding because of allergies. I haven't slept well last night. It's a whole thing. But you know what? I could very easily said, Jack, Bree, can you do me a favor? Can you rerun the January 15th episode when, you know, the 2015 physical therapist of the year, Dr. Darren Rodia, was on? Or how about you go to Angie Sella, the 2020 Toy Inventor of the Year, when she was on the Get Up Power Hour? Or the numerous amounts of guests which have come on, or one of the shows that we were talking about, Get Up, or, you know, the release of Light Up the Darkness, my third book. And that would have been easy. But commitment is doing the stuff that you said you were going to do when the good feeling goes away. And how many people quit? How many people stop? How many people don't even get started? So I feel not 100%. My head is pounding, believe it or not. But listen, if you want to play, you got to pay. You don't get on the radio. You don't get the TV show. You don't get to get whatever your version of success is if you don't go hard when it gets hard. You have to walk through the fire. You're going to have tough times. And here's a little secret for you. It's time to put on your big girl panties. It's time to pull up your big boy britches. And it's time to get ready to go hard. Because the closer you get to your goals, the closer you get to capturing your dreams, the harder it's going to get. The universe is going to get in your face and you're going to get challenged. Are you tough enough? Are you bad enough? Do you have what it takes? Because if you don't, you'll be like everybody else and you can fall in line, or you can make a decision, and it's as simple as a decision. You simply need to decide that you are going to be bigger, badder, no matter what, attitude, play all out, nonstop, no matter what. And today in 2020, we have a lot of stuff thrown at us, a lot of crap. It's hard. Life is hard. It's not easy. And it comes in waves, and sometimes it feels like it doesn't stop, and it could be so heavy. But I'm here to tell you, you got to keep taking another step forward. Dr. Martin Luther King said it. He said it best. Faith. It's taking that first step when you can't see the whole staircase. Step. Step anyway. You're going to offend people. People aren't going to like when you are becoming the best version of you. Once you start to grow, grow anyway. It's going to get hard. You cannot get to the next shore without losing sight of the first one. Swim anyway. Keep going. That's what we do here every week on the Get Up Power Hour. Ooh, I'm so hyped right now. I'm going to tell you what. I got a guest coming on. She's a rock star. You know how we do it, Get Up Army. Come on now. It's your boy Mark Hafer talking at you. You know I don't play. I only put rock stars on here. And I'm going to tell you who she is. And I got a funny inside story about her because I know her. I'm friends with her. And I'm going to tell you who she is in 1 minute. And I'm going to tell you about the story. Now, here's what I want to do. Before we get into all that, now that we got acquainted, now that we got the juices flowing here in 1520 WCHE, which, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to connect with me on all your social media. Yo, I'm on Facebook, I'm on the Gram, Snap Chisel for Rizzle, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, you don't stop what? Yeah, I'm out there. If you're out there, I'm out there. I'm everywhere. Jack, I can't be stopped. I won't be stopped. I'm out on the internet. So if you have any social media, let's connect. I'm always looking to explore new possibilities, new opportunities, lift other people up. I want you to check out my website. It's World Wide Web, www.markhayford.com, and it's Mark with a C, okay? Markhayford.com. Go out there. There's pictures. There's videos. There's testimonials. There's cupcakes. All right, there's no cupcakes, but there's three number one books. Get Up Encouraging You to Attack Life went number one in 4 hours of its release on Amazon in the self-help category. Get Up Encouraging You to Attack Life is out there. My second number one book, which also went number one in the self-help category on the day of its release. That's 365 days of encouraging you to attack life. It's a daily thought of the day to kick you in the katush. And the latest book, it's insane. Light Up the Darkness was just released a couple weeks ago. It went number one in Amazon in sports psychology. It went top 10 in self-help, and it went top 10 in NLP or neuro-linguistic programming. What's up? Go check that out. Now, if you're into podcast, you got to go to SoundCloud. So we got the Get Up podcast, and there's over almost 320 of them. You could binge listen instead of watching the crappy new series on Netflix or listening to the new garbage Ariana Grande song that sounds like the other 47 she put out and auto-tune. No, forget that. Yo, go listen to the Get Up podcast, little mindset. One time for your mind, right? Okay, and finally, if you like audiobooks, because you're like, Hayford, I can't read. Yo, I got you, boo. On audible.com, we got my first number one book, Get Up Encouraging You to Attack Life. And soon, since we've been in the studio, and I'll talk about this in the back end of the show, Light Up the Darkness. Now, as promised, we're going to be coming up in a few minutes, not quite yet, but in a few minutes, we're going to be coming up against the break. And when we come out of the break, I'm going to bring on today's guest. And I want to tell you about today's guest because she is a bombshell, rock star, beast, monster, no stop, no quit, Naomi Joseph. Naomi Joseph is out of New York. And you know what she's coming on to talk about tonight? Today? Tonight. Yeah, you can listen anytime you want. Play this back. She's talking about a battle that she has endured. It's a 40-year journey of binge eating. Now, to look at her, you wouldn't think that she had issues with binge eating, but she has. And we're going to bring her on because she has a brand new book coming on called Binge and Sprint. And I want to pick her brain. I want to talk to the ones that have gone through it. I want to talk to the ones that are dealing with it, that are for real, right? I want to talk to somebody that thinks they know what they're talking about. I want to talk to somebody who knows what they know they're talking about. And this is someone who's lived it for 4 decades. I mean, I had hair and she was dealing with binge issues. So we need to talk about it. But I got a funny story about her. See, I'm friends with Naomi. Her husband Mario's awesome. They got great kids, great family, good people. And Naomi's in the same company as my wife, Christina. They have a home-based business. Different states, one business doesn't work with the other, but they all do network marketing. They do Arbon International. It's skincare, it's health, it's wellness, it's the holistic approach to products. And they love the culture, they love what they do. And every year, the national vice presidents, I don't know going forward, but in the years past, have all gone to Hawaii. I didn't say Walmart. I said Hawaii, or as they say it there, Hawaii, which hurts my throat, Jack. To even do that. So 1 year, we're in Hawaii, which most stories don't start out like, I'm aware of that. And I write about it in Light Up the Darkness. There's a whole chapter on hacking fear, because we all have different phobias and fears and things. And for me, listen, I'll cage fight a pack of wolves. Put me in the haunted house at 3 a.m., please. I don't care. But deep water, I'm going to have the floaties on, and I'm probably going to be in the kiddie portion of the pool. Just saying, okay? Because maybe there's something in there that can eat me, and I probably don't swim so good. But we're in Hawaii. Now, my wife, who likes aquatics, has this, hey, you know what would be great? If we went kayaking. I was like, what do you mean kayaking? Like where? Because, you know, where we live in Chester County, Pennsylvania, you can kayak in Marsh Creek, which I believe is 70 foot deep. And last time I checked, I would probably drown in that too, but it's still not the Pacific Ocean. And she's like, no, let's go kayaking. I was like, eh. And then we run into, you know, I was talking my wife out of it. And then we run into the Josephs, Mario, Naomi. Hey, we're going to go kayaking in the Pacific Ocean. Want to come with us? Ooh. Okay. So what happens? Getting a freaking kayak, right? And look, it's January. Now I'm just getting in Hawaii. And I am so pale. It's like, it's horrible. I'm whiter than the snow that I just left in Philadelphia that year, okay? But you know, hey, I'm in Hawaii. So the shirt's off because I think they said tan fat looks better than white fat, right? Pale fat. So we're in there and we're doing the kayak thing, and there's other friends that are around, and all of a sudden, uh-oh. There is a whale, like a freaking whale, like the size of a SEPTA bus whale, okay? I was about to be Jonah, and it had like the little calves or whatever they are, and they're breaching, and they're playing and floating on their backs, and everybody, oh, look at the whale. And I'm going to die in the Pacific Ocean, and I'm wondering where the whale is and if my wife paid life insurance this month. And Naomi's in the canoe right now, canoe, kayak, whatever it is, next to us with her husband. And we have photos on our Facebooks. Yes, we do. And I mean, I've never been that close to a whale outside of a boat. And I think I peed myself, but it didn't matter because I was in the Pacific Ocean anyway. And if you're about to be eaten live by a whale, it just really doesn't matter what you do to yourself. But we made it alive. It was a happy whale. They just came to say hi. They went away. And I think that may be the last time that I see Naomi in person. Maybe. So it's been a while. I have not been eaten by the big fish. I'm here to talk about it. I'm happy about that. I felt the fear. It did it anyway. I'm sweating telling this story. But this fearless woman is going to be brave enough once again to share, just without a filter, to go deep diving into her life and the struggle that she's had over 40-year journey of binge eating. And apparently, this isn't just about binge eating. This can apply to anyone that has to deal with their own fill in the blank, whatever your issue is. So I'm excited to bring this rock star on. We're about to jump into a break really quick. And when we come back, I will unleash this firecracker onto the Get Up universe. You guys get ready, get hype, get excited. We're going to be back in about 60 to 90 seconds. So like, don't go making popcorn, like grab a Twinkie and back on the couch quick, because we got a lot to talk about. I'm Mark. This is the Get Up Power Hour, and you are listening to 1520 WCHE.
Hi, this is Christy Yamaguchi, and you're listening to WCHE 1520 Radio.
Yeah. can't stop, won't stop. It's your boy, Mark Hayford, coming at you like Sinatra tickets when you already thought you were in the pit for Metallica, baby. Greatest hour of radio, 1520 WCHE. It's a get-up power hour. You know how we drop it. Hot. Every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. I'm driving Jack crazy because he just had a bunch of lawyers on here that they're lawyers, so they do their thing. And then I come on here, and this turns into a rock show. So Jack is the magician, working the boards, making everybody sound good, even when you got a face like radio for me. Now, friends, get up, Army. I am so excited for my next guest. And this is a weird one a little bit because, look, you want to bring people on that not, I don't want to say that have something to offer because obviously, duh, Captain Obvious Hayford, right? No, you want to bring people on that are accomplished, quote unquote. So I've never had someone on, because I have a lot of people that have reached out to me. You know, when you have a radio show, I don't care if you're the weatherman in freaking Alaska, okay? If you have a weather show out there, you're the most popular guy in Alaska. Everybody wants to get on your show. So I have people that reach out to me that go, hey, I got a great idea. Hey, I got this. Hey, what about that? And sometimes it sucks. I got to say no. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because I have to protect this show. Because we have to protect the mindset of what this fast 1 hour is. So we're not letting everybody and anybody on the show. They have to have something that's going to bring value to your life, that's going to light up your darkness, that's going to have you swinging for the fences, saving the whales so they could maybe eat me when I'm out in the Pacific Ocean, and for changing life for the better. So when Naomi Joseph reached out to me and said, I have a book, but it's not yet released, I thought to myself, well, A, we're friends. B, I trust her. C, she's a rock star. But how am I going to bring her on to talk about a book that's not even out there yet? And she says, it's done. We're looking for the right publisher because we gotta put the cherry on top. This is going to be a potential New York Times bestseller, and it's about this. Da-da-da. And she dropped it on me. And when she told me what this was about and how it can be pertinent to anyone and anybody's struggles, I said, not that I say, okay, I'm going to let you on the show. I said, we have to get you on the show, and we have to get you on this week because this message is too important to not get on the show, especially with all the COVID-19 things that are going on in the world. So ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. There's 2.8 million binge eaters in America. Now, my friend Naomi Joseph was one of them, and she coined the term binge and sprint. I'll say it again, binge and sprint. Come on, one time for your mind, get up, Army, say it with me. Binge and sprint. That's right. And this takes this condition to a whole nother level, okay? Now look, Naomi's an Orthodox Jew, and she takes this perspective of a modern Orthodox Jew and runs with this. And she's got a funny way that she shares her story. She's got four decades of battling with this. So this is a battle-tested war general, and this, dare I say, she's an expert in this subject, and I'm going to bring her on live from New York right now. Get up, Army, strap it in, put on the helmets, and put your virtual hands together for my rock star friend, soon-to-be author of Binge and Sprint, Naomi Joseph! Woo! Yeah, baby!
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Mark.
Oh, come on, come on. My pleasure, my pleasure. It's awesome. How are you doing?
I have to tell you, I'm doing amazing.
I felt
and
it, yeah.
I know that this has been such a hard and difficult time for so many people through COVID, and I want to say something, and with all of my respect to people who have suffered through this physically, people who have passed, which is the most horrible thing, and yes, this COVID has been very horrific on many, many levels. But on so many levels, it also has given people the gift of time, given people the gift of togetherness with their family, the gift of introspection, of reevaluating their lives and how they want to live it. And in a world where we are constantly running and sprinting, right, like binge and sprint, constantly sprinting, it gave people the gift of just being still for once in their lives and being really able to evaluate how they want to move forward. So I'm doing great.
You know what? I am vibing on everything you just said. And it's so important. We don't take time anymore. We're living in the noisiest, busiest time of our planet. And too many people were focused on what they couldn't do versus what they could do. And I'm into accentuating positives, leaning into that. I write about it and Light Up the Darkness. And what you just said is so important, because we may never have a timeout like this again. We may never be able to take a break like this again. So I'm feeling you that there, although it's tough, it's different, times are changing, there are so many positives to what are happening right now. And I think it's about just learning how to roll with the punches, you know? So, hey, first of all, you have wealth of information, and I'm so excited to talk about what you got going on, the journey that brought you here to the airwaves, to get in front of the Get Up Army, and to ultimately, like, what created this whole mindset, this idea of just seriously ripping the filter off and going, I need to share this. So first of all, why are you sharing this?
You know, that's a loaded question, Mark.
I know. Welcome to the show.
Woo! Welcome to your show.
Hey, baby.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Let's go.
And I'm so glad you asked that question, because when you were talking in your intro just now to the show, and you were saying about how you've had a really rough week and it's really hard, but you've got yourself together and you got into the studio and did what you needed to do. I kind of feel the same way about your question, which is why I wrote this book.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you, this is a very shameful topic. People don't discuss this.
Oh, I mean, it could be the brunt of jokes. It could, you know, a lot of people from the outside could think it's indicative with weakness, or, you know, and that's not the case. And I feel like you're an advocate to bring some light to this.
So thank you so much. And I have to tell you, I really don't care how ridiculous I may seem to the world at large by talking about my journey, because if I could connect with and save even one person from going through what I went through, because it's really debilitating. Mm. And it, in so many areas of your life, in every area of your life, and your self-worth, and keeping you from knowing what your purpose is, why you were put here on this earth, it just keeps you and it holds you back. And a lot of people don't even realize what they're going through, because they say, oh, I'll start my diet again tomorrow, because food is all around us. It's not like you, it's not like drugs or alcohol or cigarettes where you could just sort of go cold turkey. You need to have food every day. It's not like it's going away.
Yeah.
So it's with you all the time, which is why it's acceptable. But to be able to come out and be the one, after now that I've gone through recovery and I see so many other people, unsuspecting people, like really people who are very thin that you would never think that they're going through anything, and they hide in secret. And so many people have said, I can't wait to read your book. I can't wait to read your book. And it just reaffirms what I thought all along. And when I wrote my book, it was even just like as if God was speaking through me, that it really is not about me. It's about all the people that I'm here to help. And that's really the driving force and why I decided to come out with it.
Mad respect on all that. You know, I think it takes a true leader. It takes a champion. And it takes somebody who is just here to lift others up, that's going to put themselves out first and go, hey, here it is. Because it takes one to start a revolution. It takes one to start the healing. I feel like you're doing that. So let's peel it back a bit. Okay. There's a lot of people listening that are like, what the heck is she talking about? They saw my social media post. You don't appear to look like someone who you think would be the stereotypical binge eater, right? So what is binge eating, first of all?
So binge eating is, just in my definition, binge eating is really when you use food as a coping mechanism, just like you would drugs or alcohol or cigarettes. It's a coping mechanism to get you through whatever you need to get through. So let's say, for example, you have been assigned a large task that you're not looking forward to, or you have to go somewhere that, or do something that you don't want to do. And if you've ever sat at your computer and had to write something and really don't want to do it, and all of a sudden you know, baking cookies or eating the last ice cream bar sounds like a really good idea. You know what I mean. Okay? So this is sort of the feeling that you get. And it's almost like using, for me, I call it using cake as fortitude. You use food to steady yourself. So what if there was a camera in my kitchen, what it looks like is you would see me going into my kitchen, and you're always alone. Binge eating is done in secret. So nobody really knows. And you could become, like, really stealth, like, if you get really good at it. So, no, you could be living with somebody, you know, married for, like, a bajillion years, and they'll never know that it happened. And so it's almost like you're in this fog, and it takes a long time. It's a really – it's a time suck, half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour and a half. And it happens generally standing at the refrigerator or at the kitchen counter, and you're just putting together all these – like gross concoctions, like stale frozen waffles with, you know, jelly that was opened before the flood, or like, you know, Nutella sprinkles on your kids' leftover snacks, or, and you're just sort of trying to steady yourself, using food to steady yourself like you would with any other drug. And then when it's over, you don't even remember what you ate, but there's all of this proof, like wrappers and kind of crumbs everywhere, and you're like, oh my God, did I eat that?
That's crazy. It's almost like you go into this, like, you know, the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type thing. That's
really
so interesting.
Like that. And I will tell you, Mark, the pull sometimes to the food, it's so strong. It could, like, knock your feet out from under you.
Okay,
like,
hold on. Listen, now you've been dealing with this for you know, the utmost of 40 years, which is crazy because you're like 26, but
I know.
Yeah. So 40-year journey of binge eating. So how does it start? When does it start?
So for me, it started in childhood. I was a latchkey kid. I got the key to my house when I was on my 8th birthday, which means that I was 7 the day before, and it was dark out, and I had to go home, and I was just trying to find something that would calm me down. And then once you see that, but the thing is, it really doesn't calm you. You think you're using the food to steady you. It just numbs you. You know, you end up in, like, some gluten fog or sugar coma or whatever, and then it's almost like you're just numbed. And then you could go forward, but you think that it's helping you. It's really just hurting you, but you can, it does help you to move forward just like any other drug, right? So, and then once you have that, it's like you label yourself. Like, it happens all the time in childhood where, your coach or religious leader or teacher or parent or older sibling say something to you, and then you take that as part of your identity, because kids are really great observers, but they're really not fabulous at, because of, you know, they're not developed yet, so they're not fabulous at really understanding and interpreting those meanings. And then all of a sudden you take what that person said and you take it as part of your identity, like emblazoned across your chest like the Scarlet A, like forever, like that's me. I'm shy. I'm sporty. I'm talkative. I'm this, you know, because somebody said that to you.
This is what we're talking. This is when I do seminars, I talk about the subconscious mind. This has to do with NLP. This is exactly when we talk about paradigms, when they're being formed. A lot of times they're formed for us and we don't even realize that they're being formed just because they're a part of what we've heard, what we've been told, and especially the younger we're told it, the more we accept it as truth. So interesting.
And then what happens is that, did I interrupt you? Oh my God, that's horrible.
No, you just be you, boo. This is good.
All right. Okay. So, and then what happens is that it just, because it becomes part of you, even as you grow and it's no longer serving you, and you could so easily replace it with something that would serve you so much better, you just don't, because it's just a part of you.
This is so interesting. You've opened up so many boxes, because I have so many questions for you about this. And here's some things I'm going to ask you. I want to know, and we're up against a break, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to know, why can't someone just stop? Why can't you just stop? What about discipline? What about, you know, I want to know about that. I want to know, you know, you're talking about how in your book you specifically relate it to being Jewish, which I'm a little confused on. So I want you to break that down. And I want to know if you got tips for people, because this could be binge eating. This could be smoking. This could be drinking. This could be porn. This could be all kinds of things that are out there right now. And I feel like you're going to help people break the mold, and we're going to get some real talk, some real unfiltered, just getting down in the trenches with the talk when we come back here. So, Naomi, don't go anywhere. Get up, Army. Don't you go anywhere. This show is so hot, you can't even touch it, yo. I'm Mark. This is the Get Up Power Hour. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on 1520 WCHE. Like a winter parka sale in the middle of August. It's your host, Mark Hayford, right here with the Get Up Power Hour, 1520 WCHE. We have live from New York on the phone with us, soon-to-be author Naomi Joseph. Her book is Binge and Sprint, and she has a 40-year journey of binge eating. She's just ripping the filter off, ripping the Band-Aid off, going, this is what it is. This is what I've been doing, because she believes it's going to help people. Naomi, you're back. How you feeling? How we doing?
I am feeling pumped. I can't be in your presence and not want to jump, I don't know, through the roof.
I love it. I tell you what, my phone's blowing up, for real. Like, everybody's texting me, like, she's so good, this is great. A couple people are like, this is so me, I need to hear this. So let's talk about this. You're talking about a 40-year journey of binge eating, doing it when you don't even realize you're doing it as a comfort, like many people do for many things, to comfort them when it just becomes something that could be detrimental, but you keep doing it because it brings you this temporary comfort, but this long-term, almost like prison that you create for yourself.
You keep running back to the discomfort of your comfort, or the comfort of your discomfort.
Wow. Okay. So let's talk about this, right? There could be somebody who's not dealing with something like this that could just dismiss this and go, well, this is ridiculous. Like, why can't you just be a strong-minded person? Why can't you just stop? Why don't you just quit? Why don't you just, people can just quit smoking. Why can't you just quit binge eating? So what do you say to that?
So there's a lot of aspects to your question. The first thing is that you can't just quit eating. It's food. You need food.
Well,
so it's not
that,
like,
yeah,
you can just throw away the cigarettes or the drugs or the alcohol.
Right.
You actually have to entertain food several times a day. So it's always present in your life, and it's always ever present, and you're always around people who are eating the bad stuff, and it's completely socially acceptable. And people are encouraging you, oh, just have this one piece of cake. You got to taste my cookies. Like, pass the fruit salad. Like, it's just everybody is doing it, and it's socially acceptable. You're invited somewhere. You're expected to do it. Why can't you have this cookie? It's amazing. Taste this cake. It's so good. You know, why can't you? And then you, it's just, that's why. So
wow.
That's number one.
Okay.
That's number one. The second thing is, you know, right before the break, you said the word discipline. Why can't you have discipline? There is this writer, her name is Natalie Goldberg, and she actually teaches writing. And she, I read in one of her books, she said that discipline for her is a very cruel word. It's like trying to whip your lazy parts into submission, you know, and that never works. Hmm. So, and I so agree with her, because what I feel is that the place in your life where you need the most discipline are actually the parts of you that need the most love and the most gentle understanding.
Wait. Say that again. That was pretty powerful. There, every time a guest comes on, there's something that they drop as a nugget. I think you just dropped one. Say that again. The parts where you need the most discipline.
Where you need the most discipline are the parts that need the most love and the most tenderness and kindness and understanding.
Boom! Naomi Joseph dropped a bomb.com right there on your mom's. You see what I'm saying? This is why I brought you on this show, because that is such a great perspective that many people don't mention or look at it like that. That's a great perspective.
Thank you, because when you're doing any kind of binge eating, or we said drugs, alcohol, porn, any of that, you're trying to fill a void that you have in you, but there's no way to fill a void, because even if you drop boulders in that void, they're just going to disintegrate into nothing. You'll never be able to fill it. The only way to get rid of it is to yank that sucker out like a bad tooth. You got to get to the root and just rip it out. It's about going back. It's about the feelings around it. It's about why you did it in the first place, and then figuring out what's going to bring you joy in that place. You know, I think a lot of my recovery had to do with finding out what do I really want? And I just wanted to be happy, and this was not making me happy.
Well, that's interesting, because I feel like, you know, a lot of times when people quit something, they almost look at it as punishment, and they're depriving themselves of something. And they very well may be, when in fact, I think a nice little, not want to say trick, but a hack to this could be replace it with something that is going to bring joy, that's going to bring health, that's going to bring peace of mind. But I want to ask you this, you know, you write this book, Binge and Sprint, which is going to be coming out soon. We're going to talk about how fans can get their hands on it. But right now, after all these years, during this time of a pandemic and everything, what made you write this now? Why now?
So there were a few things. First of all, everybody was talking about gaining the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So people were at home, and they were at war with their refrigerators. People were, you know, showing, there's all these memes all over social media about people, you know, taping their refrigerator shuts and putting locks on it. Yep. And you know, showing what they look like in the beginning and now what they look like at the end, with, you know, funny people dancing with jiggling fat and bathing suits. And mm-hmm. But it's really a real issue. It's really a cry for help. Mm. And that made me think that it would be a great idea. And then just timing, being able, I work full time. I'm a speech and language pathologist for mm-hmm. the New York City Department of Education. I happen to have been on sabbatical this year. So just all the stars were aligned. It's sort of like when the universe wants you to do, they just line everything up for you.
Yeah.
And then when I was in Maui, I sat down next to a friend of mine who was writing a book. And I said, you know, I always wanted to write a book. And then she just hooked me up with this, her incredible editor, whose name is Kim O'Hara, who's just led me through this book.
Shout out to KO.
Oh, absolutely. She's the best. And that's really just how it came about. And I don't think it's a coincidence that this book is coming out at a time where so many people that may not have thought they needed it have now had time to reflect, see what they're doing, just like how we're talking about in the beginning of our conversation, mm-hmm. and actually have the brain power to loan to this time in their lives and this issue in their lives.
So if you're having muffin number 47 while you're listening to this version of the Get Up Power Hour, we got to pause. You want to think about, why are you eating muffin number 47? You're not hungry anymore. So this is stuff that we need to talk about. Let me ask you this, because this is interesting to me. How and why do you specifically relate this to being Jewish? You're Jewish. Your family's Jewish. I'm not Jewish. Why would I care about reading your book or what you have to say? Like, don't people of all cultures experience binge eating? Don't black people have binge eating? Don't, you know, the Eskimo have binge eating? You know, the guy, the pygmy in the jungles of Congo, maybe they're eating like the baboon or something. Like, I don't know. Everybody's eating. What is it about being Jewish and eating?
You know, I think, well, what happened at first was that I was trying to keep the religion out of it, because I did want to write it for every single person from every single walk of life.
Sure.
I mean, Mark, I grew up, I'm a New York City girl. If you are not ready and excited about embracing all types of people, Maybe New York is probably not the place for you.
You know, so, growing up in North Jersey, Jersey was the biggest freaking melting pot, probably the greatest experience that I didn't realize I was experiencing for the first 20 years of my life. You know, you get every culture, every language. I love it.
Exactly, exactly. And we're all one person. We're all on this earth together. So what happened was I was trying to keep it out of it just for that purpose, but it read flat because I am so Jewish that it's just like it's part of me. And I realized that so much of the binge eating was really centered around the festivals, the holidays, Sabbath. And I started writing it in, and it started really coming to life. And what I realized was is that because the United States is such a huge melting pot, what my Aunt Esther is bringing the brisket, you know, to my house on Sabbath, Aunt Mary is bringing to your house and the fruitcake on Christmas, and my Sabbath dinner is just like your Sunday nights after church getting together with pasta and whatever it is. So everybody can relate in their own way through the eyes of other people because we are all melting pots. We all have our ethnicities. We all have our religions. And I think that's what makes it relatable and colorful to every single person because they'll say, yup, that happens at my house. That, oh, that, you know, Aunt Fran, she does that all the time. So that's why I did it, because it's really through those moments. It's through that getting together. It's through that family dynamic. It's through all of those times at the table that people are going to really be able to relate to this.
Oh, listen, there's so many people out there that are so full of crap. There's so many experts that are trying to be too careful and have everything perfect and put a bow on it, present it nice. I love the fact that you're just embracing who you are. I'm Jewish. That's it. Like, what? Is that a problem? You know, if it's a problem with somebody, it's not your problem. That's their problem. And they need to look in the mirror. Forget binge eating. They need therapy. So the whole point is, I love the fact that you're just embracing it. And you're like, look, this is me. This is my life. This is how I live. And then just drop it. And it is what it is. And I love that. I applaud that. Now, listen, Naomi, you're a rock star. Now, we got a few more minutes left. And then, unfortunately, this segment of the Get Up Power Hour comes to a close, but I know you've been dealing with this and you don't go back and forth and battle and become an expert in the field and be able to ultimately win in 4 decades of doing this without learning some things. So I know you might have some tips, some hacks, some tricks, and I don't want to put a limit on it, but can you give me like maybe, I don't know, like your top three ideas for people who might be dealing with binge eating or just binging in general with things?
Oh my God, just three? Yes.
I will never fail. You know, go for it.
So, in my book, I end with like a list of 36 points, which are very,
36?
Very helpful. 36?
36,
yeah.
Wow. All right.
So I actually have 2 full chapters on recovery at the end, which is great. So the first tip that I would like to tell people, and I really, really, you guys, if anybody's listening and suffering from binge eating or overeating or snack accident or snack attack or I don't, whatever you call it, okay?
Yeah.
What I want you to understand is that there is no food in this world that exists that will ever make it better. No matter what you're going through, like, and I think that's why a binge lasts for so long, because you keep going from food to food to food to food, and you're trying to find the food that's going to finally make you feel better, but that food doesn't exist.
Wow. How about that?
So that's why the 47th muffin is not, it's not going to help you. It's not. And then what happens, and this is my second tip, is that you have to understand what you're doing. You're eating to try and make yourself feel better, but then after you finish, you feel worse. So then what you do is you try and make yourself feel better. So then you go back and do it again to try and make yourself feel better, but then you feel worse. So then you have to go back and make yourself feel better. So if you're wondering why you feel so terrible and you swear you're never going to do that again, and 10 minutes later you're back in the cabinet, that's why.
Wow.
So realize it's you'll never, ever, ever feel better, like never. And the other thing is just going, my third tip is just going back to what we were talking about in the beginning about how somebody in your life may have made you feel a certain way or unworthy or made this part of your identity. You just have to understand, and yes, I am a huge believer that we need to take responsibility for everything, 100% of everything that comes into our lives. But you also have to understand that hurt people, mm-hmm. and it may be the case that that wasn't you, it was just them. But to understand them like you, everyone's just dealing with their own stuff, right? And they're just trying to do the best that they can. But if they're in your life, you may have ended up being collateral damage, but like, don't take it personally. You know, forgive the person, let them go in peace, bless them, you know, kumbaya, and get back to yourself and give yourself the grace that you need.
Well, I love what you're saying, that, and I say that all the time, hurt people, right? So I, you know, listen, praise God that anyone listening right now can't appreciate the struggle that somebody else is going through right now. We all have our own issues, but there's somebody that's dealing with something that you have no idea what it is. So when that person is gritting on you, when that person cuts you off, when that person has something nasty to say, just keep in mind they're dealing with stuff that you're not. So patience. We need patience now with each other, I think more than ever.
Absolutely.
Well, Naomi, we're wrapping this show up. You are a rock star, and I appreciate you coming on here, sharing with the Get Up Army, and just really taking the time to take this personal battle that you've been dealing with and sharing it with all of us, because this show is evergreen. This recording is going to be forever, and you just helped a boatload of people now and going forward. And why don't you tell them how they can get on the list to get this book when it drops?
Terrific. So just go to my website, Binge and Sprint. One word, bingeandsprint.com. And on the front page, you will be able to just leave your first and last name and your email address. And then we will notify you as soon as the book becomes available.
Perfect. Yo, Get Up Army, right now. Go to bingeandsprint.com, get your name on there, because I believe this is going to be more about just binge eating. I believe this, especially knowing my friend Naomi Joseph, this is going to be about life lessons. So I'm getting the book, but hey, I want an autographed copy. I'll trade you an autograph for an autograph. How's that?
Well, I've already purchased your book, so I will. You could sign it for me.
I will. I promise. We're getting that done. Well, listen, Naomi, I gotta let you go here, unfortunately. Please give a hug to your wonderful husband. Say hi to the kids. And you keep on lighting up the darkness, man. We need more people like you out here playing big. Thank you so much.
Back at you, my friend. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Hey, Get Up Army, that was Naomi Joseph out of New York. Her new book, Binge and Sprint, is going to be dropping. Go out to bingeandsprint.com. Get on that website so you can really get an understanding of how to slay the demons of these things that we keep going back to that don't serve us. And before we end this show, I want to just give another call to action. And the call to action is this. There is so much still uncertainty. There is anxiety. There's fear. There's things. There's all this crap. Now is time for you to play big. Now is time for your bigger self to come out. Now is time for you to stop holding back. What, are you going to get more time? What, are you getting younger? Are you going to get more chances? Yo, when the ride's over, it's over. There's no, I'm going to purchase another ticket. So it's time for you to recognize that you are special, that you count, that you are here for a reason, not to just exist, not to just survive, but to thrive. I'm sick of watching people play small. Maybe you haven't played all out before. And it's okay, man. You're going to have tough times. You're going to get knocked down. You're allowed to get knocked down, but you just need to get up. That's what this show is. That's what those books do. That's what I'm talking about. If I didn't care, I wouldn't be here on this radio talking to you right now. And I do care, and I am on this radio. And I take great privilege and honor and responsibility with it. And I encourage you to go get uncomfortable, because the thing that you want is right on the other side of that fear. Screw fear. We're stronger together, and I got your back. We're going to be back next week, next Thursday, every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 1520 WCHE. You guys are rock stars. It's Mark Hayford. Go check out markhayford.com. Go to amazon.com. Pick up my latest book, Light Up the Darkness. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. This is 1520 WCHE, and I am always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.